Along the Kuskokwim River, everyone has lost someone falling through the ice. As winters have grown warmer, that ice has become thinner and more unpredictable. For 17-year-old Carl Smith of Akiak, the climate crisis became real one night along this perilous path.
A couple winters ago when we traveled here to Bethel by truck and we couldn't see the ice road because it was watery and just clear ice. And that was just scary because I thought we were going to fall through.
Smith has been concerned about climate disruption for years, but his activism didn't begin until this summer when he signed onto the legal complaint. As he describes it, lawyers were looking for youths to participate. One lawyer contacted well-known Akiak political activist Mike Williams Sr., asking if he knew a youth who would fit. And Mike Williams Sr. pointed to Carl Smith.
I'm always fishing, hunting with my mom, my dad, my grandparents, and my uncles. He sees that I don't want to lose my subsistence lifestyle.
Smith told the lawyers how he'd witnessed climate change disrupt his home.
During the summer, we had a heat spell. When we went out boating, we just saw dead fish floating down a river. And there has been a lot of storms, and it's slowly eroding away our village.
Smith has watched fish camps wash into the river and his neighbors' homes threatened by the eroding riverbank. He's laid sandbags in front of his own family's fish camp to protect the bank and will soon need to move their fish rack away from the water. The legal complaint alleges that this threat to safety and to indigenous culture from climate change violates children's rights by breaking the International Treaty of the Convention on the Rights of the Child. Smith, along with the 15 other youths from around the world, traveled to New York City to file the legal complaint. The long flight marked Smith's first trip out of Alaska, and the city was a new experience.
The skyscrapers, it makes us look small. You turn one way and it smells like food, and then you turn the other way and it smells like pee and trash and honey bucket.
The youths came from a dozen countries. Smith found solidarity with the teenagers from the Marshall Islands, located in the Central Pacific Ocean.
We have basically the same story.
Both are small indigenous communities watching their homes wash away under warming water, stronger storms, and increased flooding.
This one kid, Ranton, he lost his home when there was a flooding from waves. And I'm scared that all these people that live by the river, that they're going to have to move out and they're just going to lose their homes and fish camps.
Smith believes that because national leaders often live in urban areas, they don't see these effects on smaller communities. Together, the youth called attention to the issue by marching through Lower Manhattan, striking for climate action. Thousands of people filled the streets.
It was amazing because we know that there are people out there supporting us, and it felt like we're all connected and like we're all family.
In Akiak, Smith plans to continue his activism by talking with the tribal council to ban plastic bags in his community. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.